they have like one teacher for each grade, or?
About 2/3 women, about 1/3 men at that time. Some teachers had 2 grades. It was rare, but they did. And I'm probably one of the first people you ever saw in your life that flunked the first grade.
Just took a while to get started.
Well, I won't bore you with the details, but I had a teacher that thought we were supposed to furnish the first grade with pencils and tablets and whatnot. My dad took exception to it, so she just made me take it over. I made the 3rd and 4th in 1 year, so I graduated with my class.
With the others.
Yeah. It wasn't because I was backward, it was because she didn't like me.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, I guess. What were the ones who were in the school called, the children?
Students or pupils.
Okay. And these are terms for different illnesses, like when your joints hurt, what would you call that?
Usually rheumatism.
Okay.
Or the rheumatics.
Okay. Is that the same as arthritis type, or different?
We didn't know what the word arthritis was.
So that's a newer term.
That would cover muscular or joints or just about anything you didn't know.
It was rheumatism. Okay. What if somebody had to have their appendix taken out? You'd say they had
appendicitis or something. I had to have it operated.
Okay. And what if you ate something that kind of disagreed with you and it come back up? What would you call that?
Usually throw up. You never heard up chuck or vomit, throw up.
Okay. Any that were considered cruder or something than others?
Well, I think we's about all on the same level. I don't believe we had such a thing as any useful word for that.
Okay. And what if somebody died? You might not say so-and-so died. You might have more polite ways.
No. Died or passed on.
Okay.
I don't know how familiar you are with our black brothers, but they don't say passed on. They say passed.
Are there many blacks who live in this county?
Quite a few.
Are there really? Okay.
We never had any racial problems, except one or two small ones when the high school was integrated. Black Bottom and Town is where they live. And Stony Knoll in the Mill Springs area is where the most of them live. But they've both been integrated since I can remember. I mean, they'd be a few white people. And there's a big colony down on Pea Ridge, and you may get 2 or 3 black homes and then 1 or 2 white, just like that. We didn't go to school together. We were all neighbors and friends and played together and even visited together.
Mixed as far as where people live.
I guess my dad's best friend was a black preacher. I know in his latter years it was, because the preacher's friends and my dad